runway 614. I'll be clear of the high school and off duty. Have a good night.
Hey, Steve, you have a great night as well.
Danny, 7616.
Go ahead.
Look up the address of 210 Belvedere Avenue, second floor, for James Walker. See if you can find a phone listing. That's where the CO detector is going off, and I don't have access to the second floor right now.
Where is he? Stand by. 7616, I have a possible phone number for James Walker. It looks like he's called in the past and gave the address 210 Broad. It's from 2016.
Kenny, can you try that number and see if he answers? What's the last four?
6693.
All right, Kenny, I have a different number here. Just give that one a call, see if he answers.
I see that's ringing now, I'll let you know. 7616, went to a voicemail, there was no name for it.
Kenny, say again?
Went to a voicemail. There was no name in the voicemail, so I'm not sure if it was him, but I did leave a message.
All right, receive, Kenny. Just mark down the CAS. According to the downstairs neighbor, he's an 80-year-old male. They have no idea if he's home or not, but the light is on upstairs, and that CO detector is coming from upstairs. So if I can get a hold of a key holder, a.k.a. landlord, I'm going to breach his door.
Thank you.